Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is... We're going to celebrate her 20th anniversary with us this year. In fact, in a couple of months, we'll get her back on to do that very thing. She is one of the top experts, one of the top, maybe the top, she's in the top two, no question about it. There are two people in the world who know more about small business taxes than anybody else, and they both belong to my brain trust. And she's written all the books on the topic, including the J.K. Lasser series. I've got the 2018 in front of me. How about that? J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes 2018 is thicker than the others, Barb.
Yeah, it keeps growing. Actually, that one is for preparing 2017
I know.
Returns, and I'm working on the free supplement as we speak. So the new supplement will address all the open questions in the book and also provide some guidance for 2018.
Right, which is when the new tax bill will take effect. So talk to us about
some... Will go into effect.
Let's take this segment and talk about some dates coming up for people to pay attention to. Even though the dates haven't changed, this is only the second year that we've had to keep up with some of these new ones.
Yeah, I think the critical dates for most of the small business owners listening has to do with the W-2s and the 1099 miss for their independent contractors. These information returns have to be provided to the workers by January 31,
mm-hmm.
and they must be the copies and the transmittals must be given to the government on the same date. In other words,
wow.
the W-2 copies have to be sent to Social Security, and the 1099 miss for the independent contractors has to go to IRS. By January 31. And those dates are relatively new. Last year they went into effect, and the IRS is not going to be too easy to convince to extend that. You might be able to get a 30
They might have given you a break last year, but probably not this year.
Yeah, you have to have look, businesses that are impacted by disasters and such will get extensions.
Right.
But just because it's tough to meet the date, that's not a good excuse,
right.
and you won't get an excuse.
We had a cold winter. It's not going to work, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, you know, we had a snow day. I don't think that's going to do it.
So, all right. So we got the W-2, the 1099s. That's January 31. Then we got some filing dates coming up, right?
Well, I think they're a little ways off. The dates for filing income tax returns for calendar year businesses for 2017. So we're talking about the middle of March for S corporations and partnerships and
right.
limited liability companies and C corporations.
Anybody
and
who has calendar year
is April.
And their legal entities.
Yeah, but right. But
right.
the C corporations now don't file until the middle of April. That
right.
they got an extra month, got pushed up. But the
Do we know why they got the extra month?
Yes, because they don't have to provide K-1s to their shareholders as the other pass-throughs do. So the reason why it was made earlier for S corporations and partnerships and such is so that it gives time for these entities to give the owners their K-1 so the owners
right.
can then prepare their personal
They've got
return.
30 days to get that.
It kind of makes sense,
done.
Actually.
Yeah, it does. It does. They need lead time with their K-1s. All right? So you got March 15th for business entities that aren't C-Corps, and then C-Corps are April 15th, which include, and also that's the corporate.
Actually, this year it's April 17th.
Okay,
so
that's right.
For individuals, and for it's April 17th because of
right.
the weekend and Emancipation Day.
Oh, that's right. The 16th is Emancipation. How about that? So you got all the way. Congratulations, folks. Two extra days. So that's for individuals and C corps. And also, you've got time. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Barb.
And the other critical day, that April 17th day, is also the date first estimated tax for 2018 is due for business owners, and they have to factor in the new tax rules for 2018
right.
in making their estimates.
Right. And also, it's the date, the last day you can file. No, not the last date. Your IRA, you can fund it through April 15th.
Through the 17th.
That's right. Through the 17th. And even if you extend.
You can do a regular or Roth if you're eligible.
There you go.
But if you if for your business, for a SEP, you can set up and fund through your extended due date.
All the way through the extended due date, which is 6 months later. Quick break. Right back with Barbara Wells.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.